This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Abacus has come out with a new survey detailing the top three issues of concern for Canadians heading into the upcoming federal election. Of the top six concerns, four are specifically financial and economic issues, with the cost of living leading the way. And a good argument can be made that all of them are actually financial and economic issues, given that healthcare ranks second and climate change third. Come on, if money was unlimited, we wouldn't be talking about healthcare sustainability. And when it comes to climate change, Canada contributes an estimated 1.6% of the total global emissions. I mean, if the entire oil sands was shut down, it would only decrease global emissions by something like 0.2% at most. So really, the debate comes down to the cost in terms of jobs, economic growth, government revenues versus the cost of things like the carbon tax and other measures to limit emissions. I mean, the cost of living concern topping the list seems to have some notable economists confused. After all, StatsCan says that inflation is hovering around 2%. But clearly, a great many people are living something very different. Maybe if they're in BC, they're reacting to ICBC rates increased by starting at 6%, or maybe the cost of housing and the increase in rents. Clearly, the pop in gasoline prices got a lot of people's attention, and as did the 8% increase in average mortgage costs or air travel costs, up an average of 9%. You know, a recent Guelph University study concluded that in the last year, the cost of fresh vegetables had increased an average of 14%. Price of fruit climbed 11%. You know, in BC, the carbon tax increases are going to cost the average family about $146 extra dollars a year, but it's going to feel like much more because it's no longer offset by individual tax reductions. In Alberta, I think they're feeling a lot better off because in most instances, the tax has been eliminated. Now, on top of this, average residential property tax bills in Vancouver jumped 5%. New proposal calling for as much as 10%. Calgary's are up 3.5%. Victoria's jumped 4%. I mean, every time we turn around, it does feel like something else just went up in price. And you know what? A lot of the time, government's got their fingerprints all over it. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.